This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Every weekday, we talk with public officials, business and education leaders, nonprofit organizations, and more about the issues of the day. As we work hard to help you stay connected with local news and information, presented by Roseburg Foot and Ankle Specialists. Now, here's Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Friday afternoon, we're going to talk about some things happening in the community, starting off today in this two-part segment with Umpqua Actors Community Theater and Eric Gleason. First time in. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So you guys right now have got a great production going on. Tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, it's Murder on the Orient Express, which is currently showing. We've just opened our second weekend of the three-weekend run last night, showing on Thursday, Fridays, Saturday, and Sunday at the Betty Long Unruh Theater, which is the home of UACT. It's written by Agatha Christie.
Relative.
Yeah, probably. Who's actually 136th birthday will be on Tuesday.
Whoa.
She's aging well. It was released in 1934, and it's actually the best-selling book about a train.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, I mean, this is, even if you don't know much about murder mysteries, which I honestly don't, this is the big one.
Yes, it is. It's probably one of the most famous murder stories. It's one of many that she wrote, including the famous detective Hercule Poirot and his mustache.
So what role do you play?
I play Samuel Ratchet.
So what's Samuel Ratchet all about?
Samuel Ratchet is a complicated person. He's from New York, little gangstery. I can't tell you too much because you got to come see the show.
Well, yeah, that's true. If we unpack it here, then less of the mystery.
That's right.
Bad pun. Taken away. So how much have you done in terms of working with UACT before?
This is my second show acting with UACT. I started in my very first one, which was a Christmas show last year. I've done some work. My wife has been in some productions. I've helped with some stage stuff. I've been trying to stay involved for the last year.
So did you have prior experience with the theater before that?
I acted at Liberty Theater, a little theater on the bay over in North Bend, prior to that from 22 till till 25.
And then you came to Roseburg?
Yeah, moved to Winston, and we've lived here for a few years and wanted to get involved with the theater here, which has been an amazing experience. Great crew there.
Did you do theater when you were young?
Not really, no. I never really got brave enough to do it. So it's nice to, we've been in a production here with our children, so it's nice to be able to build that in them.
So what kind of roles did they have?
They were carolers in the Christmas show, so they were at some deep, deep cuts.
So if you're going to totally make your schedule really crazy, getting the whole family involved probably helps.
Oh, especially during the Christmas season. It's
right.
Wonderful.
No, I've always been amazed for these productions because, I mean, you're rehearsing for weeks ahead. You've got evening rehearsals. You've got to juggle whatever your day life entails. And that can get a little complicated.
It can, but it's really worth it in the end. I'd say just take the show, for instance. We have, I think, 5 tickets left for tonight's show. We're sold out for Saturday. We're sold out for Sunday. The best chance to see our show is going to be next weekend because there's still tickets available for that. And that's just because of the hard work and determination, not only our director, Bo Beauvais, but the 10 other actors in this show that are wonderful. It's unfortunate that I bring them down as much as I do. But it's really a testament to the hard work because it really comes together and it's amazing to watch.
Well, and community theater from UACT, I mean, it's really legendary around here, and we've seen over the years people that come in, maybe or maybe not, they have been at, you know, high school theater, college theater, and then we've seen folks come out of UACT and now ultimately, you know, in the profession working, or maybe as an educator coming back to teach kids as well. But for the size of the Umpqua Valley, it's been kind of amazing to see the talent pool that's here.
It really is. I'm fascinated every time I go see a production, whether I'm involved with it or not, just the amazing talent that the Umpqua Valley has to offer.
So tell us a little bit more about Murder on the Orient Express.
Well, it is a murder mystery, so I can't give away too much, but there's an astonishing company of characters that wander the stage and give you all the little hints you might need, yet none at all. It's vibrant, and the set is beautiful. And when you come, you want to settle in for a very 1934 scene and really, really sink into the story.
And talk about what it's like to do a production, to be on stage in such an intimate setting.
It's really fascinating. The theater that I came from over on the coast, which is only about 320 seats versus the 100 seats that the Betty Long Unruh Theater has, it's such an intimate setting. As a cast member, but as well as someone that's going as a patron to watch the show, you really feel like you're immersed in the production.
I know anytime I have been at any production, and it's been a while, I feel like it's like, even if you're back a couple rows, it's like, I just feel like I can't barely move. It's like if I make any kind of sound and it happens to be at the wrong time, suddenly, you know, or some actor's going to look over at me and go, what was that?
Yeah, my daughter dropped her water bottle in the front row last night, and I was like, oh, well, everybody heard that, so that's great.
Like one of the metal water bottles.
Oh, no, it was a plastic one, but it made a lot of noise when it hit the floor right in the middle of one of the more tense parts of the show. It was wonderful.
But that really, as an actor, probably helps you develop, because you've got to process that. You may have to pause momentarily. And then you got to continue.
You've got to be able to think on your feet and not let a whole lot of things distract you, because the show must go on.
Versus a very large theater where you don't even see the audience.
That's true. Yeah. That's jarring. I didn't really see the audiences in my other shows. And then to be right next to them while you're acting can be shocking at first, but you really kind of get into it. And I think you get more feedback that way out of the audience, and you really know when they like it, and you really know when they're not getting it.
So after you moved here, you said about 3 years ago, right?
Mm-hmm.
How long was it before you went to a UAC play?
We went to Wizard of Oz was that year. Our daughters had auditioned for it, didn't make it, but we went to see that show. And that was, I think, the first show that we knew of really after we moved. So we tried to get into the scene fairly quickly, whether it was just watching the show at that time, but then getting in ourselves as part of the family.
So already into this week two, how long does this continue, and what nights can people see it?
So again, you can see this weekend, you can see it tonight if you're lucky enough to get one of the few tickets left. Saturday and Sunday are sold out. Sundays are usually our matinees at 2. So next weekend, you can get tickets for that at uact-theater.com or by calling 541-673-2125 or trying to get them at the door. But you can see them Thursday, Friday, Saturday at 7 p.m. and 2 o'clock matinee on Sunday.
So 2 more weeks.
This weekend and next weekend, yep.
Man, and it probably goes by real quick.
After the first weekend, it flies. The first weekend, we have so much lead up to it. You're at the theater probably 2 weeks straight until opening weekend is closed, and then you get a few days break, and then it just flies by.
What was it like to audition for this?
Oh, it was amazing. It was the first time I've ever auditioned for the director, Beau Bovet, but it's always a comfortable experience. The directors do everything they can to make you feel welcome, even though you're always going to be a little bit nervous because you're trying to, you know, gain a part. But this organization and their leaders are just doing an amazing work.
I know sometimes I'll see a post announcing the cast and mentioning how many people tried out, which means there's usually, and it depends on the size of the cast and all that, but there's usually a lot of people that didn't make it.
There's usually far more that don't than do, yes,
right.
That's for sure.
And yet a lot of them come back and they keep, you know, maybe they weren't perfect for this one, but they'll be good for the next one or whatever. And what is it, I mean, so you've probably tried out maybe here, maybe over in the coast, and not gotten a part. When you walk out of there and realize ultimately down the road that you didn't get the part, do you ever go, okay, maybe I should just not do this?
Well, I've been lucky enough to, that hasn't happened yet. I've actually been in every show I've auditioned for so far. That's going to change soon at some point, I'm sure. But I know that my daughter has gone through that, and we've had to walk through the process with her that sometimes not everything fits. But for the love of the art and the theater, you just keep coming back, because eventually you're gonna find that role that makes it.
All right. Murder on the Orient Express, Eric Gleason at Umpqua Actors Community Theater. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
It is 1245, part 2 in a moment on News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.